Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka in the background. A little Jed DeLong, a local Sitkan, and one of the guys who is instrumental. Should I? Yeah.
I think that's a good term for him. Yeah.
I was going to say, pardon the expression, but maybe it's appropriate. Jed DeLong, instrumental to the Home Skillet Fest, which is happening tonight. Co-director Ashia Lane is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's finally here. It's finally here.
Yeah. We've been waiting, 363 days for this?
Pretty much. I know that we, last time we talked a couple weeks ago, that we had hoped to have an artist on this morning, but this is actually, it's a better time for promoters, better time of day for promoters than for
I don't know. I might argue that the promoter might want to be back in bed right
okay.
now. Okay. No, this is good. Yeah, we'll have live music later on today.
That's right. So. Yeah, Medicine for the People is going to perform live on Raven Radio during Angie's show later this morning.
Yeah, around 11 o'clock. Okay. And they're going to talk a little bit about what they have been up to because they were here 2 years ago. So it'll be a nice update and they're always traveling and doing exciting things. So I think they just spend a lot of time in Thailand, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the beaches are nice over there.
Well, yeah.
Ashia, let's talk a little bit about how Home Skillet's going to work, because I know yesterday afternoon, we had our Fred came in and did the segue yesterday, and he had Jeff Aker and Strum and Dog and Gary Galker on, and they were talking about the shuttle that's going to be running out to Home Skillet. And I know you're probably not excited about the gray, rainy skies that are happening right now.
I am, because I just would hate for it to be really hot out and people to get sunburns. You know, this is great.
That's true. There is an upside. There won't be a lot of sunburns. But the weekend's forecast is pretty promising, but you guys have a tent out there. It's not like nobody's going to plan an outdoor music festival in Sitka without taking the precaution to make sure people are going to be comfortable.
Hopefully they
won't. If the weather's wet.
Yeah, we have a huge, it's like 40 feet by 60 feet tent. We also have additional tents. There's the cover from the driving range itself. There's actually a lot of covered area out there this year. We really planned well, and the golf course helped us out with some of their movable tent structures. It won't hurt for folks to wear extra tufts tonight, just in case, but this is going to blow over, so it's going to be okay.
Okay, you got it. You heard it here. It's going to blow over. And there is a shuttle running from town.
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
We've got a dollar shuttle ride, dollar each way. It's just kind of a tip for the drivers, and everything's Sitka Tours donated their services and the drivers their time, which was super generous to get folks out there and everyone safe and saving gas and whatnot. Dollar shuttle rides, the shuttle to the festival will be leaving Crescent Harbor Shelter, the main big shelter, at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow night, and the return comes back to that same spot. We'll do two return trips at 9 o'clock, and then at the end of the concert, which will be about 10:15 or so, and we'll add more if we need to.
All right. And tickets for Home Skillet, I did kind of a double take. It's only $10, right?
It is only $10. I mean, what else do we do with our $10 these days?
Yeah, $10 is, and that's the cost at the door. That's the cost of the advance tickets, which are still available.
They are. They are going to be available through tomorrow afternoon at Old Harbor Books, and you can also get tickets online at homeskilletfest.com. It's $10 for everybody, and kids 10 and under are free.
Okay. And it is not just kids in the audience. You have some remarkable local talent playing tonight. It looks like the Jensen brothers are going to be opening.
The Jensen brothers are kicking off the festival this year, which is really exciting for everyone involved. Christian and Isaiah are going to put us into high dancing energy right at 5 o'clock. And I got to speak with Christian last week. He's really excited, really proud that his brother and he have gotten to such a point where they're being invited all over town by all the different organizations to play. So I'm proud that we've been able to get them to participate.
Yeah, they kind of have a signature sound.
Yeah.
Zach Wright will follow them.
Actually, Zach, we've moved to 5:40 because his mom's working today,
okay.
which is the most endearing thing I can think of. But yeah, he's following up, and he's 13-year-old, amazing musical talent. Did you see him? He's been busking on the
Yeah, he paid for his fine arts camp tuition that way.
What a little go-getter.
Yeah, I saw Zach perform at the during Mardi Gras at the singer-songwriter night at the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
And he is a young man, but he fills the room with sound.
He fills the room. He great singer-songwriter already at 13, which...
Right.
Gosh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, original music, by the way, not covers. No, it's his own stuff.
It is his own stuff.
All the more remarkable. Who is Regal Cheese?
Regal Cheese is the band name of Laura Turcotte and Nathaniel Bean. And
all right.
They've been spotted around town this winter. And
yeah,
this
down
spring.
In the Larkspur.
Yep,
they've been playing.
Yep. So they're going to come out and do a set. Brian Lovett is a local. He's actually our fantastic sound guy, but he is going to do a musical performance as well this year with his friend Justin, who's traveled up from California to experience Home Skillet and Sitka.
Nice. Ashia and I are just looking at the Home Skillet webpage online. I just clicked on the schedule tab. This is homeskilletfest.com. And I'm just looking at the schedule, and you've got a lot of these local acts are playing each for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like your first headliner tonight will come up after Jed DeLong, who we started this set with, or this interview with. After Jed DeLong, your headliner's Metal Chocolates will, or is Metal Chocolates one of the headliner groups? And then
are. We kind of have like our two main headline acts, which are Medicine for the People, who will close out tonight's show, and then Don't Talk to the Cops, who will close out tomorrow night's show. But we also have these other really talented, amazing acts that have come up, and a lot of these folks are from Seattle and have been here before, actually. So it's some core groups that we've had in the past that have reconfigured with new friends and new additions and are coming up to share their new projects with us.
And you were explaining last time that these groups like Metal Chocolates and Kingdom Crumbs are folks who have kind of networked with our you know, awesome local talent like Silver Jackson. They've just sort of roll in the same musical circles, and it's like, hey, you ought to come on up to Sitka.
Yeah, it's nice. There's a bond that's kind of created throughout Home Skillet each year, and then we maintain a lot of those relationships so that we can extend that invitation to folks to come up. And, you know, everyone's always so eager to be in Alaska and see what it's all about. And the fact that we have so many folks who are on their second trip is a real testament to how great, you know, the community's been welcoming and appreciating their music and
Let's just say it here. It works for Jazz Fest. It works for Sitka Summer Music Festival. It works for the Red Dirt Barbecue. And it works for Home Skillet. The place kind of sells itself. The community kind of spins up that, you know, that when you layer the community on top of the scenery, it just seems like it's incredible, an incredible opportunity for musicians to come up and experience something really out of the ordinary here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, a lot of these folks are just coming up from Seattle, which we all go through when we travel, and maybe think of it as the big extension of sorts from where we are from. But these guys come up here and they are just amazed by the scenery and you know, seeing a sea lion, which maybe some of us take for granted at this point, eagles, everything. And so it's really nice that it's appreciated, and it helps reopen our eyes to where we live.
Absolutely. And opens our ears to some great music.
Yes.
We're going to go out with a little more Jed DeLong. Shea Lane is one of the co-directors of the Home Skillet Fest. Home Skillet Fest will be opening tonight at 5 o'clock.
Tonight at 5 o'clock.
Performances from 5 till 10 tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
At the Sea Mountain Golf Course. There will be a dollar shuttle leaving from Crescent Harbor at 6:30 tonight. And tickets are $10 at the door. Also, advance tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and online at homeskilletfest.com, where we're listening to Jed play on this website right now. Thanks, Ashia, for coming in.
Thank you so much.